Brother Hansen from Truth Light Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get into another study just temporarily because sometimes we just, if we get too anchored in a ditch, then it's hard to get out. But I believe that we ought to be open to the Holy Spirit, and I believe he speaks occasionally, probably most of the time, about certain things that we need to deal with and things that we may pass by normally. But if we're listening, it's just like you walk down the street and you see someone and you think, you know what, I should say something to this person. And God gives you an unction of the Holy Spirit. And that's what he usually does, is you have an unction. You have an anointing with the Holy One. You have a communion. You have a relationship, a communion with the Holy One that you might be called any time, 24 hours a day, to do something for God. Did you know that? You have an unction. And sometimes we just have to go with that unction. The unction of the Holy Spirit is something John spoke of. The unction. You have the unction. Think of it as you have a you have that tied in, that connection with God, that you might do whatever he desires you to do. And that's pleasing God. Not only do we please God by obeying him and praising him and worshiping him, because he seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth, but we please him by simply following the Spirit and having faith. Sometimes having faith is simply just stepping out in faith and walking in faith, walking after the Spirit. That's what faith is. Did you know that? Walking after the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. You'll walk after him, and you will know what thus saith the Lord. I want to read something to you out of Mark, the 15th chapter. Mark 15, Pilate, this is where Pilate was questioning Jesus, saying, "Do you make no answer? See how many charges they bring against you?" But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Pilate was simply amazed because Jesus did not answer the charges. He didn't say a word. Why? Because he knew that he was going to be crucified. He knew he was going to be killed and take on the sins of the world. In other words, Jesus knew start to finish everything. And sometimes he didn't see fit to answer some of those that are wasting his time. So he didn't. He just remained silent. Now, at the feast, he used to release for them any one prisoner whom they requested. I want to bring this out because I believe we all ought to rehearse this in our minds. It was something that they practiced, to release one prisoner whom they requested. Whom the people requested to release, that's the one that they were to release. And I want to bring this up again because it amazes me, it astounds me, it absolutely flabbergasts me. How that they did this to Christ, and they're doing the same thing today. You know, And the man named Barabbas had been imprisoned with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the insurrection, and the multitude went up and began asking him to do as he has been accustomed to do for them. And Pilate answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews?" For he was aware that the chief priests had delivered him up because of envy. You know, they envied Christ because Christ could work the miraculous. Christ had an unction with the Holy One. And they saw it and they were envious. They were jealous. They were so jealous of Jesus. It was unbelievable. They were jealous because Jesus had what it took. Have you ever looked at someone and you just knew they've got what it takes? They've got what it takes. Whether it be the unction, or whatever, that communion, that Spirit of God, that powerhouse of Jesus, that anointing that breaks every yoke. And have you ever felt envious yourself? Quite possibly. It's very possible. Why? Because, you know, when you see something that is so spectacular in the eyes of God, you can get envious. You can. But the chief priests stirred up the multitude. They stirred up the multitude. And, you know, you see it in the streets in New York. You see it in Los Angeles. You see it in Phoenix. You see it all over the United States. People being stirred up. Stirred up. Chief priests could be a good substitute for the chief agitators. The agitators. Whether it be George Soros or his son, these Palestinians, these sympathizers of the Palestinians. And you know, they're not even really called Palestinians. Did you know that? They're not Palestinians. Somebody just coined that name. They're not Palestinian. They're not from Palestine. They don't own Palestine. They walked in and tried to claim Israel for themselves. They have nothing to do with it. They didn't have the language. They didn't speak Hebrew. They didn't, you know, the Jews' DNA is in that country, in Israel. No Palestinians or any others DNA resides there, in that place. Only the Jews. Did you know that? They do not have any right to request any of that land. It does not belong to them. It is the Jews. It was, it is, it forever will be. Did you know that? I hope you understand that, because these Palestinians that are in Gaza and everywhere else trying to claim that they have a right to Israel, they are nuts. They have no claim. Some of these people came from Jordan, Egypt. They came from other places. They have no right to that land. They never will. The chief priests stirred up the multitude to ask him, to ask the Pilate to release Barabbas. for them instead of Christ. In answering again, Pilate was saying to them, "Then what shall I do with him whom you call the King of the Jews?" And they shouted back, "Crucify him!" There it is, right there. They shouted back at him, "Crucify him." Can you imagine? That's what they're doing today. They are saying the most vicious anti-Semitic statements now. They're saying that Jews came from monkeys and things like that. I mean, these are horrifying things to say to the Jews, and saying these vicious things because they're Jews, calling them dirty. You know, this is absolutely unacceptable in the eyes of God, and it should be unacceptable in the eyes of man. Those that condone this kind of behavior are guilty of it. They're guilty of it, and they will have to answer for it. Did you know that? Pilate was saying to them, "Why? What evil has he done? What evil has Christ done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him, crucify him." You have the same hatred toward righteousness, toward the Jews, toward Jesus. And they have the self-righteous spirit, the Islamists. They have a self-righteous spirit. And they serve Satan, actually. They're serving Satan. Because Islamists, they serve Allah, and Allah is Satan. Allah is Satan. You think that a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is going to tell you to kill Christians and Jews for the furthering of their own religion? No, it is Satan, folks. Satan. It has nothing to do with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I can tell you. Crucify him. Crucify him. They're saying the same thing about the Jews and Israel and Netanyahu and everybody else. Same thing. Nothing has changed. Crucify him. Crucify him. And they're defending these infidel that jumped the fence and came over and raped and killed babies, put them in the oven, cut their heads off, raped the women. Did you know that it's okay, according to Allah, to rape a woman that is not a Muslim? Did you know that? That's what they believe. These people are the infidels. These people are the guilty party, not the Jews. I'm telling you, folks, this is unacceptable in my eyes, in God's eyes, and it should be unacceptable in the eyes of the news media, but it's not. They defend these horrible people that came over the fence and killed innocent people, took them captive, for hundreds of days, little babies and women, and took them underground. And there are people that defend these murderers, these people that are going to be judged. You better believe it. They're not going to have 72 virgins. I can guarantee you that. If they got killed in battle doing it, they have 72 worse degrees of hell. I can assure you. They raped because they figured it was okay according to their God, Allah. That is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, folks. I can assure you. They did this in the name of their God. And, you know, it says in the last days, the latter times, the good would be referred to as bad, bad would be referred to as good. And that's exactly what's happening. Daniel said it. People would refer to righteousness as evil, and they would refer to evil as righteousness. They refer to themselves, the Islamists, as righteous. They are some of the most unrighteous people on the face of the earth, marrying little 8-year-old kids. Raping, pedophiles is what they are, according to their Allah. Kill the infidel. Kill those that don't convert. Kill the Christians and the Jews. They're evil. They are the infidels. They are the guilty party. They have turned righteousness around and made it evil. They've turned evil around and made it righteous. Those that said this thing, crucify him, crucify him, and release Barabbas, the murderer, the thief, the insurrectionist. Release Barabbas and crucify Christ. This is how everyone has turned. They want to release this Luis Mangione that shot this insurance man in the back, killed him in cold blood. They want to release him. They want to release him. And they want to release all those Palestinians. Why? Because they are evil. They are evil and they are satanic. These people have turned satanic. They have turned demon-possessed. They have turned antichrist. Why? Because they have given themselves over to an antichrist spirit, an evil spirit. And now they are building the body of the antichrist. They're building the body of the antichrist because they are part of the body. Their names have been blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. And they have no heart. They have no heart. Those that are demonstrating on walking in the streets, hating Jews, and defending the so-called Palestinians that came over the fence and murdered and burnt babies up, cut their heads off, and raped women, they're defending him. Crucify him. Release Barabbas. Release Barabbas. Crucify the Son of God. That's what they're saying. In so many words, the same thing. Nothing has changed. These are the evil antichrist body of the day. And they have given themselves over to an evil spirit. Their names have been blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life as a result of this antichrist spirit they've taken on and given themselves over to. This 15th chapter of Mark tells the whole story. Pilate answered them, saying, "Do you not want me to release for you the King of the Jews?" He's done nothing wrong. For he was aware that the chief priests had delivered him up. They're the ones that delivered him. They delivered him, Christ. Because of the envy in their hearts of that unction he had with God. You get it now? But the chief priests stirred up the multitude. They stirred up the, you know, they're stirring up the crowd now, the Democrats. They stir up the crowd. They stir up the crowd. They try to get you to turn against good and serve evil. They are doing their best to stir you up, to get you to serve evil, to get you to condone the mutilation of little children and transgendering of them against God's will. They are doing all they can to stir up the ugliness inside, to stir up the Antichrist spirit, and to get you to believe it and get you to go with it again. Vote it again. Vote it in again. Vote in this Antichrist spirit of climate change. This Antichrist spirit, it's exactly what it is. It's a satanic cult. And so is all the rest of the evilness that they stand for. This transgender is evil. It's Antichrist, folks. And so is the promotion of the gay lifestyle. It is evil. It's Antichrist. And so is anything that goes against God. Even the fornication, it's all evil. Anything you stand for that's against God's word is usually of the Antichrist spirit. He was aware that the chief priests had delivered him up because of envy. But the chief priests stirred up the multitude. Here they go again, stirring up the multitude. Stirring up the multitude. They get him in the streets and they stir him up. They get him in the marketplace and stir him up. They get him in riots, try to riot, kill, and burn down. So that's what they did during the Biden years. They burnt down businesses, innocent businesses. They burned them down because people stirred up the evil in their hearts. They murdered, they killed. Why? Because they stirred up the evil. They stirred up the evil. Anytime you stir up evil, you can get people to go against God. You can get them to go against God. It's not a problem. Satan has a way of stirring up evil, and he can do it. Be careful what you follow. Be careful what you hear. Be careful of the anti-Semitism, because God is for his people. God is for his people, and he will defend his people. He will defend his people. Those who curse Israel will be cursed themselves. Those who curse Israel will fall under the curse. And this is not a good place to be. Folks, be careful. Turn to God today. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we turn to you. We accept you as our Lord and Savior right now. Come into our hearts anew. Forgive us. Help us. Cover us with your blood and keep us pure. Keep us pure. Don't let that evil one come and pollute us, corrupt us. Help us, Lord. Cover us with your blood, forgive us, and come into our hearts. Let us be born again in Jesus' name. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Write to us. We love it so much when you write to us. I know it's cost almost $1 for a silly stamp. But write to us. Let us know you're listening. Call us, 928-368-6766. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study. Show yourself approved to God.